have bats in your belfry, put up a house for them where they can hang out. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The proper location and structure will keep bats out of your home and help control insects when you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
In our yard and see them swooping around at dusk and going after insects. We don't mind the bats, except if they get in the house. One way to discourage them from invading your space is to put up their own house. Rob Myers is the director of the Organization for Bat Conservation. He says bats are the primary predator of nighttime insects, including mosquitoes, moths, and beetles. A natural habitat for bats is often under peeling bark from dead trees. So the best place to install a bat house is on a pole or on the side of a building.
At least 15 feet off the ground, facing an open, sunny location. And even painting the bat house a dark brown or black color will absorb heat and help keep the bats warm, which is really important in spring and even cool summer nights when baby bats are not flying. So what you're looking to do is trying to simulate the loosened peeling bark of a dead tree.
Bats usually move in 1 to 6 months after you put up a house. If you install it this summer and don't see any bats using it by the end of next summer, move the house to another location. You can buy a ready-made bat house or make your own, but it needs to be the right size.
Make sure you have houses that have about a 3/4 inch spacing, and that is small enough to help make sure that predators can't get in there, but also big enough that they can move around. Bat houses that are taller and wider and deeper, in general, the larger the bat house, the better.
There is no floor in a bat house, so Maya says once a week or so, shine a flashlight into it to make sure no paper wasps have taken up residency. If they do, knock them out. Learn more about bat houses at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.